Welcome to a special episode of the Windowless Podcast. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Peace be upon you all.
Peace be upon you.
How's it all going, man? How's everything going, everyone?
Very good, very good. You know, it's difficult times. I think we wanted more of the team together for Eid recording, but most people are busy with family slash quarantining slash probably asleep, let's be honest.
Yeah. Scheduling something on a Saturday is just not...
I actually had to wake up early for this.
Something you have to introduce, Omar, who's our newest...
Oh, yes, of course. I'm really sorry, guys, because the reason why I didn't introduce him is because I guess that's what we do when it comes to presenters' treatment of the backroom staff who do all the hard work. Wow. I'm so sorry, Omar. We have with us one of our most esteemed... guys behind the scenes.
Technician.
Omar, please introduce yourself.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that introduction. Actually, I'll start off. So I'm Omar Shams, and I've been with the Midwest podcast for the past. How long has it been?
It seems like years. Three months, four months. I think quarantine. Seems like years.
I thought it was like 3 years or something. I've grown a beard by then.
I must compliment your hairdo. It's very. Have you been violating lockdown or going to one of those dodgy barbers or something?
This is all my doing. Trust me.
Your beard line's amazing. Mashallah.
Really, thank you so much. It's actually not aligned if you look at it really closely. Now, I shouldn't have said that. Now you'll concentrate on that. But essentially, I'll just talk in this way. But so I've been with Midwest Podcast for the past like few months now. So yeah, I'm more or less the background staff and like technician who actually Saqib calls at like unusual hours to...
I mean, I try to call you at non-unusual hours. It's not my fault. You do the editing at unusual hours.
Yeah.
Mashallah.
Omar is the kind of guy who he has to stay awake after Fajr. Meanwhile, we can go to
Mashallah.
Sleep.
Mashallah.
Yeah, it's more or less, but like...
Following the sunnah all the way through. Is that why you're awake? Because I don't understand why you do after Fajr. Like, most people are awake till Fajr. I tend to sleep at night.
No, because when you asked me, it was like one of the odd nights. So I was like, okay, I'll just do it after Fajr. It makes more sense. So I was like... I just keep editing. But it took me... Yeah, I think I'm good with computers generally, so... Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. So how you guys found Ramadan being locked? I mean, I think Ramadan for me was okay. Eid is a bit going to be harder, but.
I think that in one way, there was a positive because it felt like you were on i'tikaf for like 1 month in a way, in a certain way. Because of the fact that you're literally in lockdown, and also maybe it's because I'm furloughed as well. I've got a lot more time.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So easy money, man. Easy money. Although I've been sending passive aggressive messages to my boss, saying you know what to do if you want performances to go back up. Bismillah, just rope me back in.
Okay, I don't know. Are you guys, Omar, are you on furlough or are you not?
Kind of. So it's like, it's crazy. Furlough, but also, crazy. Yeah, it is.
Crazy reality. I don't know if I wanted to be on furlough or not, but I'm not. And now I feel like I was working harder this Ramadan than ever.
but I'm hardly working. It's fine.
No, I was actually working hard. Because sometimes you try to pull off things to be hardly working, you know, but obviously... obviously I enjoy my work, so I like it, but come on, like Ramadan, you want to dedicate yourself 100%.
But I think definitely the closure of the masajid was definitely felt, like the nights were just not the same. Praying behind an imam, doing a khatam together, that feeling of tarawih, that feeling of trying to race for the front row, although you're probably always going to get the fifth or sixth. that whole feeling was just not there. So
I mean, I felt a little bit of like Ramadan for us is oftentimes it's about connecting with the community, but this time it became more about connecting with the Quran and connecting with God, which I think in some ways is better. That's what Ramadan should be about. It should be about you kind of closing off. Like, that's what i'tikaf is about, right? Is forget everyone else and just get yourself into your little bubble and just work. Like, and it also felt really, I feel like there seemed to be more hours in the day, even though I'm only saving like 2 hours of commuting time. But actually, I felt like, you know, you got so much done, and then you sat down and you did like 2 hours of proper whatever ibadah, and then you were like, oh, there's still 2 hours left, and there's still more time left.
I just thought there was a lot more barakah in the time, like as Saqib mentioned, and like it's more, you did end up, I did personally like end up missing the masjid and the whole factor of like getting everyone in meeting, saying salam to any, like, you know, people you don't know, and that was something that like stood out. But then again, like, you know, bringing the masjid home was another good thing, which I felt personally was like, you know, just having your perfect masala, or like, you know, the whole family praying together or something like that, was something that stood out. That was
Did you guys pray your own tarawih or?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that overall, it's still been an amazing Ramadan, and it's definitely been one of the better Ramadans for me personally. Because of that reason, and even like tarawih, you know, prayed at home with my wife. The thing is, though, so she's used to the 20 rakat, and I prefer the 8 rakat. So one day she joined me for doing 8, and basically, so when you're doing 8 rakats, and if you want to do a khatam, you end up, you know, reciting more. You end up reciting 2.5 pages in 1 rakat, and she was definitely not trained for that. And
well, I don't even like 8. Like, I find 8 to be too many. So when I've been praying myself, sometimes I'll do 2, but they'll just be insanely long, because I tend to prefer a longer
rakah.
I'm on this weird flex where the 8 and the 20 can just go away. I'm just gonna do 2 or 4.
Yeah, like there were some times, especially times when you know, for example, there was sometimes I missed out on tarawih because I was either traveling or something. Essential travel, making it very clear. Essential travel. So
yeah, I got to learn that the hard way, though. But yeah.
What, did you get fined or something?
Not technically fined. I just went out of my went like, you know, down the street, and then got in my car, and it was like around midnight. I was like, I want to go to Edgewood to get some shawarma. That makes more practical sense. That's essential, I think.
But, right, I agree. It's essential, completely.
Thank you so much.
Come on, guys. You're being like Dominic Cummings now with his essential travel, 290 miles.
His travel was crazy. His travel was crazy.
Yeah, my guy went to Durham and then came back. So, yeah, totally fine. But I was just going down Edgware Road. That wasn't that bad. So bad. So I get inside my car. I start my car. And then... alhamdulillah, started. But then I look on my left and I see a police car pull up, and then they're like, can you roll down the window? And I'm like, okay. And then the next thing, they're like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm just going to Edge Road to get some shawarma. And they're like, is it essential? And I'm like, and then that was that point when I started questioning myself, that was it actually essential?
Yes, it is. It's shawarma.
They're like, where do you live? I'm like, just upstairs. They're like, can you go back up? I'm like, okay.
Fair enough.
Oh, wow.
So you didn't get your shawarma?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I mean, I thought getting takeout was kind of okay, as long as it's like shopping. I mean, you could just say, I don't know how to cook or something. I don't know.
Exactly. Or you don't have
obviously safety first. I mean, for us, I didn't. I think I got takeout once and we got it delivered. And the guy left it outside the door and ran away.
Yeah, that's been quite fun. But I mean, like, why not get it delivered?
I don't know, like, there's something, like, you know, going out and, like, not violating the lockdown, no, God forbid, but, like, it's more about, like, you know, going out for a drive, more or less.
Yeah. I think, I do think that driving should actually, like, if you socially, you can easily socially distance and drive. If you just go for a drive, you're not, but then it gets really complicated and...
Yeah, exactly. Like, the one thing which I did in terms of, I kind of bended the rules of the exercise a day kind of thing, where I did the exercise...
Just like you bend the tax laws, yeah?
No, so basically I live like a 5-minute drive from the river over here in Glasgow, also a 5-minute drive from this river as well in London,
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'll come up to a story about that as well in a second. And yeah, so I just basically go, I drive, you know, so I drive to the river and then I go for my walk, basically. So it's my exercise of the day kind of thing. It's like within my allowance, but I don't want to walk from my house to the river because then I'll be tired to walk around the river. So
that makes a lot of sense. I totally agree with you. Yeah, I really agree with you.
I mean, you need to, I don't know, I was, I started lockdown on like this healthy hype and I was like, I'm going to eat healthy and go for like a 5K run every day. And
was that part of the keto diet?
Yeah, so I did like keto for a bit. We talked about it in the last episode did with Osama. We mentioned some diets and stuff. So yeah, I tried that and alhamdulillah, I tried not to get fat over lock. Because I know like there's been a big tendency, like you're just next to the kitchen all the time and
yeah,
you just eat. Yeah. And then,
but I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the amount of emphasis like exercise got during the lockdown, everyone will just come out more fit. I don't know, like.
Maybe. I mean, I know for Ramadan, for us, right, like, you know, the iftar parties are where you have the pakore and samosa and...
oh my God, don't remind me.
And all the other...
Oh my God, you should have seen the woman's face.
It's a very, very deprived look there. But it's good, right? That's what it should be about, right? Ramadan shouldn't be about eating extra and eating better. It should be about actually controlling yourself. So, you know... Number one. You've smashed it. Obviously, it's probably been painful, but
I was actually watching a video on YouTube. I can't remember the channel, but basically, this guy in America goes around America exploring different foods, and he was coming across the first ever Afghani restaurant in Houston.
Yes. I've seen this.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting, and. And you know, the guy's asking him questions about Ramadan as well, like, you know, what's Ramadan about and stuff. And the guy's just saying, you know, it's very fast. You know, it's from sunrise to till sun goes down, and really, you know, it teaches us about how to appreciate food and how to appreciate wealth, this that, which I think is one big misconception. Of course, that's like a side reflection. It's a very positive thing to think about. But the main purpose of Ramadan itself is to kind of focus on piety and focusing on God consciousness. But anywho, and then the presenter of that YouTube channel, as a joke, he said, "Oh, so do you guys compensate the lack of food by eating all out in your meals and the evenings?" And he's like, "Yeah." So we just make sure.
Sadly, a lot of people do, right? And that's you're supposed to be automatically in Ramadan. You should automatically be in a calorie deficit.
I don't know if you can like smell the burps during Taraweeh. It's just you can like, you know, just when you're in that rak'ah, like I'm not missing that at all, but like when you're in the saf and then someone like, you know, just like you can see how like someone's eaten a lot, or yeah, you can even smell the food sometimes, okay, that's TMI, but yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so in that sense, it's been a lot better. And the other thing is you can do Taraweeh later and that kind of thing. Like, you can be very flexible. You can do it last third of the night if you're awake. Or
what about odd nights for you guys? Was it how'd you find the last 10 nights?
Sadly, I had huge workload on the last 10 days, so they weren't as nice as they should have been. But you know, the dunya won in this case.
I bet you wished you were followed now, innit?
Only a little bit.
No, but alhamdulillah, I mean, it was to be honest, like, I feel like right now I'm exhausted because of the last 10 days in terms of like, it was really nice, I think. Everything about it was just very, very nice. Like, the nights themselves were very beautiful nights, you know, physically speaking, but also like, you know, I think that's when you try and exert a bit of effort that you have, that last bit of energy that you have. You know, when you're going for a long run, like a 400, 800 meter race or a 1600 meter race, that last 200 meters is when you kind of try and, you know, do the sprint. And I think that's how it kind of felt. So, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
That's how you do. That's how you do a 800 meter race.
Well, yeah, you exert yourself at the end, right?
I wouldn't know because I never raced. Yeah. I was a fat kid. I'm sorry. They didn't pick me. But yeah, no, I totally agree with you. What you're saying, like, you know, I just thought there was a lot of sakina and like, you just had a lot
tranquility
of
tranquility in you. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. And like, you know, there was a lot more.
I mean,
a lot more you could do.
So I was going to make a comment, but I'm not sure it's podcast friendly, so leave it out.
Maybe one day we'll have like an extras version, or maybe one day we'll have the 18 plus version.
Well, you know what? It brings up that whole point of all of our kind of, this has been a big focus for us in the podcast anyway, is trying to increase the diversity in our team. And we've tried to recruit more people. Some of them weren't able to because of commitment issues, or they're just not interested in putting their face out there. But we really need more diversity, because the British Muslim community is very diverse. We're a podcast that's about highlighting that. And actually, our guests have been quite diverse. But it's our own team should be more diverse as well, so that we can bring in some of those connections, some of those contacts, some of those networks, and also some of those perspectives.
Actually, it's so far, it's been a very good journey, guys. To all of our are we can I say viewers now, because
because this is going to be our third video recording that we release.
So to all our viewers,
assuming we release this.
But yeah, I mean, to all of our viewers and listeners who've been listening, it's been amazing, and it's been about a year and a half so far since we actually started releasing podcasts, and it's been a very good journey so far. And Thaqib, do you want to kind of tell us more about what the future holds for us?
Yeah, I mean, we use Ramadan to make a good plan, and I think maybe some listeners will have seen that we didn't have a very heavy or programming heavy Ramadan, because actually a lot of people are probably listening to Quran. We did a couple of surveys, and people said that over lockdown, actually their podcast listening has actually reduced. I think a lot of people listen while commuting. So we use Ramadan to kind of rehash, make like a year plan. And so hopefully we're planning some big episodes, and inshallah they'll materialize. In terms of talking about, for example, Bosnia, and how that relates to us in Europe and Britain, and the kind of the rise of the far right, that kind of thing. We've got hopefully some bigger guests lined up for that. We've got series of episodes as we usually do, all over the UK guests. One thing we've missed out on is we haven't actually visited Wales yet. So we've done episodes in Ireland and Northern Ireland. We've done episodes in Scotland. But we haven't actually, the Welsh have actually been underrepresented, so we're rectifying that. And just generally, again, our aim is to talk about things that are British Muslim centric, and also bring the conversation back, whether that be from across the pond or Middle East. We want to talk about issues that are relevant and pertinent to us in the British Muslim discourse. So hopefully we have more guests lined up, and we're in conversations with a couple of people to hopefully get some more guest hosts as well, and kind of increase our breadth as a podcast.
Yeah, I think following up on that, I think it's more, you summed up everything more or less, but like, I think that's what attracted me to this podcast in the first place as well, was the essentially the uniqueness of, like, you know, having the all those diverse opinions relevant to, like, you know, us, and then more or less by us I mean the youth, so Saqib's excluded, I think. But no. Sorry, but yeah, essentially, like,
how old are you, Umar?
Just take a guess, pick a number.
Based on the fact that you cussed out Saqib, I'm gonna say you're 23.
No, I'm not 23, I'm 25.
So really, you're cussing out is literally not.
I don't know why I did that, but okay. Alhamdulillah.
To be quite fair, I mean, Thaqib, you do look like you're 45 then 25.
It's the hair, you know what? It's the hair, unfortunately.
You know. But yeah, like, exactly. So on that point, like, it's just the diverse opinions were more than enough. And, like, you know, the topics we will be bringing in the future would be more or less, like, you know, touching on most of those relevant events. And
the aim is to get everyone, like, we need like a, you know, like a very, you can say, neo-Hanbali or Madkhali opinion, but also have them in line with, you know, as left-wing as you can go, basically. And and have those discussions on the podcast and bring those conversations together. And in some of our topics and some of our guests have reflected that people who are in politics, people who say, actually, we shouldn't get involved in politics at all, as an example, things on kind of on legal aspects, things like that. The point is to bring everyone together and have a kind of a middle ground podcast with the middle kind of the West, whatever. Anyway.
The name stood out for me as well.
Guys, now you know how we came up with the name.
Shout out to Ahmed for that. I think it was his idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Shout out to Ahmed. You know, unfortunately, he couldn't make it today. But I guess the big question is, aside of course, what are the next plans? We already asked that was the biggest question. But the next big question is, what are you guys looking most forward to on Eid? And what are your plans?
I would say Zoom calls, lots of Zoom calls with family. Actually, I've probably done more calls with my whole family all over the world now because of this, because it's like, really? It's only a Zoom call, so you can just join. So you'll get people from, whereas we would normally only meet people, obviously, when you meet them. But now that you're meeting them over Zoom, it's very easy to send a link to someone on another continent. So
like,
I
talk about like calls with cousins who are back in either back Pakistan or who are in Canada.
Yeah, I
like
mean, even my brothers all live abroad. So kind of bringing that together as a family, but also, yeah, cousins and stuff. Like, you know, even friends I haven't spoken to in years who are now, they've moved to the States or they're in, you know, random places actually. So in that sense that's good.
I totally agree. Like, you know, the thing, more or less the same thing with me is like, I'll be setting up those calls though, but yeah, I need to work on that. Yeah, because what I'm thinking is like, more or less they're gonna do Eid in Pakistan as well, where my extended family is, so like everyone would be would be celebrating Eid at the same time. So I was just talking about food. I'm just gonna keep on talking about food. You can take it over. I'm so sorry.
Maybe we shouldn't record these in the daytime when people are fasting. But
guys, but I mean, these guys are gonna listen to it on, you know, in Shawwal, so it's okay. So you guys can, if we do, you know, trigger thoughts of food when you're listening to this, go ahead and eat. Unless you're doing the 6 days of Shawwal fast.
I was gonna say, yeah.
or unless you're making up your Ramadan fasts. But anywho, what was I going to say? I mean, for myself, it's not going to be much of Zoom calls. You know, most of the day will be spent at my in-laws' house.
Is that
it's allowed now.
Okay.
No, it's allowed now.
I don't know. You're playing hard. I thought it was allowed in a park.
No, we're allowed to go visit one other household member.
In their house or in the park?
I think with family, it's in the house is fine, but I think
sounds like you're making this up, bro.
Okay, regardless, there's got a garden in the back, and we're probably going to kind of spend the day out in the back garden, maybe have a bit of a barbecue, possibly. Nice. But and then, you know, there's a lot of young kids over there, so presents and that kind of stuff, and then have some good food. And then on Monday, I will be making a trip down south to London.
Essential, non-essential?
Come well, on, now it doesn't need to be non-essential.
I feel for your sake that you should stop, because like you're confessing to all these things.
And the lockdown police at this point.
Oh yeah, there was this time during Ramadan when I went down, but it was genuinely for essential travel. So my car's with my insurance company, my car's registered to Glasgow. So I as I parked up once, I probably went shopping or something like that, and then I parked up at home, and I realized that there was police following me. Didn't really think they were following me, but you know, I kind of noticed that they parked up the same time as I parked up. The officers got out, and I'm like, okay, I know what it's for. I'm like, officer, is it because my address is in Glasgow? He's like, yep, that's it, sir. And I'm like, okay, officer, this is my house as well. I've got two houses. He's like, oh, okay, no worries. So you're just back here from uni? I'm like, yeah, that's what it is, exactly. And then he's like, okay, cool, that's fine. And then he went off.
Maybe we should do a separate podcast, the dodgy tales of Abdul Samir and his and his run-ins with the law.
Oh yeah, wow, wow.
But yeah, no, alhamdulillah. So yeah, it's going to be a day with family, of course. I don't know how it's gonna what's gonna happen to us to Eid Salah, because at the moment it is just me and my wife at home over here. So
just do it at home, man.
Just sneak in a khutbah as well in the end.
Yeah, sneak in a khutbah and make it very, like, you know, tell your wife about how important it is to, I don't know.
are you going to tell me, make sure you include in the ayah, الرجال قوامون على النساء, and
Allah. Saying yeah. that, she can probably flip it on you with the, you need to take care of her and be responsible and do all the
cooking. لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنْ. Lots of things to kind of look forward to. Is it bad? Actually, no, I'm not going to say it. Okay. Is it bad that you get gifts from a certain supermarket chain? Because I can't.
A certain supermarket chain?
What, Tesco? Are you talking about the.
No. It could be any. I'm not going to say which one.
Because, can we name drop?
Well, it's not that we can't name drop. For me, it's more about if my in-laws are listening into this later on, they find out that, for example, hypothetically, it was Tesco. Like, oh, wow, this is from Tesco. Like, yeah, what is this, man? So that's why I'm a bit cautious.
I think you're going to get upgraded to Marks and Spencer's now.
Well, I get what you mean now. Okay, if you pick up, well, there at the moment there's not a lot of options, right? It's either Amazon
exactly.
or a supermarket.
Yeah. Exactly. And I basically completely forgot about gifts until like 2 days ago, and I was just worried that the Amazon delivery.
I mean, you're really confessing a lot on this.
I think it's more or less like confession.
This would be a devastating episode for your personal life and your. And potentially your criminal record.
Listen,
I am a law-abiding citizen, and I'm a citizen of the UK, unlike you.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But quickly from that, let's move on to Eid Mubarak, everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
Eid Mubarak to all our listeners.
Eid Mubarak, everyone. Enjoy this special day. Make sure you do eat a lot. The food. The day is about eating a lot, celebrating the fact that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inshallah accepted our forgiveness.
Yeah, big breakfast times. But also the I think we have a tendency to the night before Eid to just completely drop everything, and actually it's a nice time to, you know, use Laylatul Jaiza to glorify and praise Allah as well.
And it's more, yeah, exactly. And like, I think for me personally, it would be like on the fact that, like, you know, we are able to continue what we have actually accomplished in Ramadan, and like, you know, just take the same energy. Obviously, it might not be the same at that point, but like, take the same energy to Shawwal and the rest of the year again. Because
definitely. And this is a message I think for everyone, you know, non-practicing or practicing. You know, I think, you know, a lot of the times people are very quick to judge on Ramadan Muslims, people who, you know, just, you know, practice during Ramadan itself. But we definitely need to, you know, encourage our brothers and sisters, saying that, you know, mashallah, you guys have done an amazing month of ibadah, and, you know, treat this like your training. And the real match is about to start. I remember, like, in school, our teachers would always describe Ramadan as like similar to like pre-season, like when it comes to footballers and training, where, you know, you train hardest in pre-season so that you're fit and ready for the whole season. So likewise, Ramadan is that kind of booster, that bit where you're going all out as much as you can, and then, you know, inshallah, from Shawwal onwards, you know, you've got that energy within you, you carry on your ibadah, you carry on trying to you know, pray every single salah in jama'ah. You try and at least just pray 2 rak'ah of qiyam. Not necessarily every day, but, you know, try and have some sort of a consistency to it. You know, small deeds, but consistent. They're the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even donations as well, like charity. So making sure you guys are donating, even if it's small, but as long as it's regular. So just, keep that energy up, inshallah.
And I think the other, a lot of people start to read the Quran in Ramadan, And actually, there might be it might be a big challenge to do the whole translation or do the whole tafsir in that month. So maybe if you read it now, actually now's the time to start a translation or a tafsir book, and by the start of next Ramadan, you will have finished it or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, literally, actually. I think, a lot of us, there is a good number of Muslims who actually haven't. They may have done plenty of number of khatam al-Qur'an in Arabic, but not many people have actually done a khatam in English.
So, and that's so important. That's probably, I would argue, that's more important.
Especially,
I mean,
Yeah, I would agree. Like, you know, it's more, it's more about, like, you know, actually understanding the book itself. Like, obviously, we've just given so much energy in Ramadan that, like, you know, it just either goes like more or less a dry spell afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've done that. And I think, like, Eid would be more or less an opportunity to reflect on, like, you know, what to expect and what changes to make in one's life, like, afterwards as well. Like,
Definitely. And yeah, I mean, this has been a very special episode. Very short. We're not going to kind of go on too long, guys. Jazakallah khair for your first incredible amount of support over the past couple of, almost couple of years. And, you know, we've got exciting stuff coming up in the future from us. And also, of course, Eid Mubarak once more to your families and your friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you guys immensely on this very day. You know, may he extend those blessings over the next year as well. And may he allow us to benefit from another Ramadan. And may we exit this month with our sins completely forgiven. Inshallah, yeah, look ahead to new positive things. So with that, please listen to us on Spotify, on iTunes, everywhere basically, on YouTube as well. And if you have any other kind of remarks, or if you have any kind of comments, or if you have any kind of suggestions or feedback, we always love your feedback. Then please do feel free to. This is what I keep on forgetting the handles. So Thaqib, what was the handles again?
So the email is podcast@themiddlewest.co.uk. The Twitter is @TheMiddleWestPC, Facebook also @TheMiddleWestPC, and Instagram @TheMiddleWestPodcast. We're not on TikTok because we're not degenerates, but you know, maybe we'll get on there very soon.
We're on Zoom now, so it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, before we get to TikTok. Yeah.
Yeah.
I must admit, I have observed it with a lot of interest. So.
Oh.
Maybe soon.
I mean, yeah. I mean, anywho, let's not leave our viewers in bad thoughts about us. But yeah, take care, guys, and till the next episode.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.